These people were going into hospital. They had not taken the COVID-19 shot. And this is really important because every single person that sat on that bus or virtual story, I asked them the question, first of all, did you take the COVID-19 shot? No, they did not. And it was becoming increasingly clear that the unvaccinated, as they're called, were being targeted and they were being killed. And the people
Wow.
who were speaking to me used the word murder. It seems to me, Mike, that you came into hospital. If you, and the first question they asked, did you take the shot? And if they said yes, they did take the shot, they went and got different treatments. The ones who did not take the shot, unvaccinated, were straight into remdesivir, ventilation, fentanyl, a cocktail of drugs, and killed on those ventilators over and over again.
Okay, that's a very strong accusation, but let me add to it that I've interviewed other guests, lawyers, who have pointed out that the hospitals were financially incentivized to produce COVID-related deaths because some of them received in California as much as about $500,000 per death if someone was diagnosed with COVID beforehand. Do you think that that kind of financial incentive played a role in this flow chart that you're describing right now?
100%. We have coders and whistleblowers, people working inside the hospital, telling us that they were just jabbing people for this COVID test, and they would keep going over and over again until they got a positive. The minute they got a positive, tick that box, that's some money. On to the next thing, remdesivir, big tick for that. And they were showing us on the death medical records how much they were getting paid for every single drug and cocktail and equipment that was used on them, and it was
Wow.
half a million. Plus per person, big money. And this one person told me my daughter was worth more dead than alive, and they took her.